Liebe Kolleginnen und Kollegen, verehrte Gäste, I will switch to English because we have some international guests as well. So again, welcome to the traditional Billroth-Haus of the College of Physicians in Vienna for the fifth Dora Brücke Telekey Award. This award and also a lecture, which comes before the award, has been an initiative of the Medical University of Vienna and our society. There is a very close relationship between this society, which this year is 186 years old, and the Medical University of Vienna, because the members of this society in former times were more or less all of them professors at the Medical University and in the Allgemeinen Krankenhaus, mostly as chairpersons. And on the other hand, many members of this society are also still working at the Medical University. So it was very close. It came close to us as an idea, as a nice idea, to have an award and a lecture which are supported and sponsored by both of the institutions. And with this award and the lecture, we want to promote medical research and science, especially for the young people. So 3 years ago, we founded this award. And I would like to welcome now my colleague from the Medical University, Harald Sitte, who will first present some information to you, how we came to this name, Dora Brücke Telekey, why we have chosen a woman for the name. And he will then start the lectures. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you very much, Beatrix, and I would also like to welcome you all here and online on behalf of the Alumni Club of the Medical University of Vienna, an institution that is understanding itself as a platform for not only the former alumni, so people that have, or former students that studied or finished their medical studies, but also all the students that are currently studying at the Medical University of Vienna. And all the members of the staff, not only the professors, docents and teachers that we have, but also every other member that is working and having an active contract with the Medical University. So this is a very broad institution, a platform that is trying to assemble from time to time and gather to discuss pertinent topics that are currently important and also meet for leisure, meet to go and visit, for instance, the College of Physicians this winter time, and we are really looking forward to that, to learn about the history and open the boundaries of this building, so that the historical the history of the college will be get to know to each member of the alumni club. Apart from that, obviously, it's also a pleasure for me to not only welcome you to this event, but also to become member of our alumni club, because a society is only a society when it can count on its members. And we do not only count on the members, so count the members and the membership, but also count you in so that you can contribute your ideas and tell us what you are missing or what you will propose, suggest, and so that we can shape our future program. So this is something that we are really looking forward to receive your feedback and also be able to have such meetings, gatherings, like this Dora Brücke Teleki Award ceremony also in the future. Because it's not only that we have selected 16 or that we received 16 applications for the award that have then been ranked, they also get some prizes, not only this paperwork that they can actually then put over their bed or in the bin, whatever, but more importantly, they also get some a prize money, and that is going to be transferred to their accounts tomorrow. Nevertheless, I want to tell you a little bit about the prize, and it's the name of Dora Brücke Teleki, and for that I will go and change to the podium. Because here I can actually give you a little bit more of feedback, of insight about Dora Brücke Teleki. So she's born Austrian and had to move to Switzerland, but in between. So she lived a long life, and she was really one of the first to graduate from medical school in Vienna in 1904, so a very long time ago, and specialized in gynecology and urology. And so she was one of the first women publishing papers in such specific areas. Of course, gynecology, you would say, is a very obvious specialization for a female doctor, and urology was more a male-dominated specialization. But she was very successful in both and also contributed and published many scientific articles about that. But importantly, and why we have chosen her, because she was the first female member of the College of Physicians here in Vienna in 1911, and that was right after she was finishing her specialization. And she then also wants to convey this breaking up of boundaries. Also convey that to her German colleagues, and she went there to become a member of the German Society for of Urology. And she was really active, also politically active, in terms of that she tried to promote female scientists, female physicians in the general public, that they are visible. So she was really supporting the visibility also by founding the Ärztin in Wien, so the Female Doctors of Vienna, and also becoming international and really trying to promote and be active also on an international level. 1938, obviously, she had to emigrate, and she was able to emigrate to Boston and continued working there until the early 50s. But so it's important that we have chosen the first female member of the College of Physicians to become our name for this prize. And it's also something that is really important to me and Sylvia Knapp, who should also be here and tell you about Dora Brücke Teleki, because we both have chosen her as an important role model, and also to really keep a tradition to never forget, because the year 1938, in this year, it was actually shocking for all of us to see what is still possible and what can happen not too far away from here in Israel. But coming back to the award, and now to tell you a little bit about the eligibility. So you have to, or the ones that participated in handing in publications need to have an affiliation with the medical university. And the work that contributes to the publication needs to be performed here in Vienna. And they need to be obviously the first author on that. And we want to have, we want to award this Dora Brücke-Thelicke Award specifically to postdoctoral fellows. And also it must have been accepted and published within the past year. So we received 16 applications, which is about the average number of applications that we get every year. And well, and also it's the Dora Award, so you all know the Dora Declaration, where we are not really interested in just looking at impact factors, although this is a measure, obviously, for scientific for achievements, yeah, and also getting a paper published in high-ranking journals is important. That's really very clear. But we also wanted to try to rank the papers not only according to impact factor, because that would have been very easy. We asked our evaluating team to look at the papers, discuss their originality, discuss also the content, and also the impact that the paper will make in its discipline. And therefore, we want to, well, after pre-ranking the top 10 papers of the individual journal rank or discipline, we came up with 12 papers that were evaluated, and then we got a feedback from our four evaluators, which are located in Vienna, in Graz, and in Innsbruck. And they gave us their shortlist, and this shortlist looks actually quite interesting. Ah, so this is exactly what I just told you. So the quality of the publication is important for the evaluation, and also the postdoctoral path that these the applicants have. So in terms of mobility, if they already received funding, their track record in particular. So we got three top candidates, and here's the shortlist. So these are the ones that have been sent out for review, and believe me, I'm pretty sure that it was not really easy for the team to then come up with their shortlist. So all those who did not make it to the shortlist, well, if they are here, they can get immediately a wine or a coffee. If not, we will inform them that they can actually get one of our alumni club bottles of white or red wine at our MedUni shop, or if they prefer, also one or two coffees right away.